Well, there will be no apology, and I think the critical comment you made there is as they wished. I mean, the fact is that there was a running order of people who would be in the march. Clearly, the trade union banners were going to go first, and it's always envisaged, and as happens in all of these things, that campaign and pressure groups would go further down the line. So this is tried and tested routine from organising it. Effectively, there was an attempt to hijack the march by some elements of Campaign Won't Pay, and our stewards merely put them in line and asked them to wait their turn. So I think it's a storm in a teacup and a whole lot about nothing.
You believe that this was a publicity stunt on behalf of Can't Pay, Won't Pay?
I do, because, I mean, effectively what they've done is let the government and the European political leaders off the hook by having a technocratic argument with the trade unions and the organisers. Effectively, we all agree and say the same thing, that austerity is hurting our people. I think this is a distraction, and there'll be no apology issue. And if they want to come in future marchers, they're very welcome, but they need to respect the route, and they need to respect the direction given by stewards.
Finally, whether the blame lies with Troika or indeed the government, whomever, they'll be rubbing their hands because disorganised chaos, will the message gets lost, or disorganised protest, should I say?
Well, look, it's not a disorganised chaos or a protest. I mean, we had 6,500 people, the vast majority of which agreed that austerity is hurting. We intend to ramp that up over the coming weeks and months for the lifetime of the Irish state being in charge of the European presidency. And we're asking all fair-minded people to join us in sending a clear signal that austerity is strangling our country and strangling the economy. I think there's broader arguments to be had and discussions to be had. So we look forward to working with all of those who have common agreement with us that austerity is hurting our people.